Oops. Welcome back to the hour two of Tuesday, February 1st, 2022, live with Linda and friends. So, Marnie, you had your hand up.
Yeah, just real quick. I have never done, I've done the toes with the wrap with the lifts before, but I've even tried the rolling, but never did the whole foot like you were doing. And then with the rolling, it just blew my injured ankle unbelievable for the ankle. It brought circulation, but so gently. It's astonishing how it feels. I just can't believe it. So that's all.
Katerina, look what you started. Beautiful. Fantastic. I mean, think about it, you all. It just sometimes it makes me cry to think what a miracle we are. And I want to bring that up again. The fact, now, what is this T-Touch that we have? For years, I was trying to figure out, wait a minute, how is it possible that we can relieve pain and just disappear fear with this basic 1¼ circles? And I'm so grateful to these T-Touch for self-care classes, because in our animal classes, so many people do not even think of using T-Touch on themselves. That's the most common thing. And the fact is, I am convinced now that thanks to this book that we did, I think it's been 2 years ago now, this book of, it's such an interesting title. Anyway, it's about cellular wisdom. And the fact that her science behind the fact that every cell is a genius. Wait a minute. What is that?
Joan King.
Thank you, Joan King. Yes, thank you. The fact she starts, her first sentence in the first chapter is every cell is a genius. And then she goes about showing it from the scientific point of view. Wait a minute, all of the fact that it's now said that there are 200,000 known functions of every cell in our body. But wait a minute, what is that? It's this source consciousness, this divine consciousness in every cell in the body. And we walk around like impervious to this, that we're walking miracles. And when we just think, wait a minute, this isn't about, it's not about religion or, you know, it's about the merging, the understanding of what is this phenomenal gift that we have in these vessels that carry our soul. And it's fascinating to me to think that, wait a minute, because of this golden ratio or golden cut, this 1¼, it's not quite 1¼, that when we consciously pay attention, moving the tissue in 1¼ circles, it's like suddenly we have a key in our hand. We take that key and we open to this miraculous function of ourselves. The beauty of this work, you all, is that you don't have to know that. You can be a little kid. I'm sure you've all seen it. I have this right here on my shoulder. I have little paw prints of a 10-year-old girl. I was staying with her family while I was doing a workshop in Minnesota. And I was doing this kind of at night. After the class, they have mini horses and we've been working all day, and I was kind of doing this, and she said, oh, does your shoulder hurt? And I said, oh, it's just a little, yeah, something. She said, can I do T-touches on them? And with her little, beautiful little hands, she did little raccoon touches, just with the gentlest, like a 1 or 2 contact all around, maybe 10 little T-touches. It's like they're imprinted on my shoulder. I can still feel that. And wow, thank you. That was good to go. And what is that other than that we are, it's like turning a key and tapping into that amazing divine consciousness in every cell in our body. And our human tendency is when something is painful, of course we shut it off. No? We other it. And when we other it, no, it just can't function as well as when we could bring the awareness of it by starting around the outside of it and the parts that aren't hurting. Go with that, bring awareness there, and then work into the area that either is numb in some cases or in such pain that you can't barely touch it. And then we know we have to go off the body, honor the fear that our cells carry, and work into a place that we can, well, function fully. I kind of shake my head, and that the beautiful thing for all of you, because so many of you have worked with our work with animals, with dogs or horses or kitties or other animals, and you know how amazingly it works for them. And as Sarah said at one point, you know, she sees what the mouth touch does for her horse. Of course, it does the same thing for us. Yes. And I would like to just hear, I'm seeing, where are we here? Do we have, there are 19 of us. I would like to know if any of you have any thoughts about what I just said, how that affects you, what you're thinking about that, because I think it's really worthwhile thinking that this 1 1/4 circles that we give our full focus and we stop and stay present is like a key to connect with that, as Sir Charles Sherrington said, the genius in every cell. Joan King, Sir Charles Sherrington, Nobel Prize winner, they knew it. And when we recognize it, we have total different possibilities with these various animals that we have in our hands to do these things, to bring awareness, to bring trust. It's about trust, to bring trust into our bodies. Comments, thoughts, questions. Discoveries. Katrina.
It means everything to me. I've said it before. I was searching for something that I could be in a community that
oops, did we lose you or are you thinking? Looks like we just lost you. I was thinking you were thinking. I don't have any sound. Can you hear me?
No, I don't hear.
You can hear me, but we can't hear Katarina suddenly, right? Yeah. Where are you? Are you, and I wonder if her, oh, she's gone. Interesting. She'll be back.
It's the internet.
Yeah. It's frozen at the moment. So any, the rest of you have any thoughts about this? Sarah. Oh, so you're, so let's see.
I was thinking, so thank you to call me. Because I was thinking that through my studies in animal-assisted therapies, I see how it's difficult to explain, but this 1 1/4 circle is good for everybody is doing it. I mean, it's good for me that I'm doing it through to me, or it's good to, for me that I'm doing it for the animal, and it's good also for the animal or the other person. Is the 1 1/4 circle is in itself a circle of presence and healing. It's not a healing, but allows you to put yourself and allows the animal to put himself in a different place that is not common. It's like going back to something that we know that we lost. I don't know if you can got it. It's kind of philosophical thing, but
no, it's really real. And the thing is, what we are tapping into, Sarah, is the phenomenal ability to the cells to communicate. That's how I see it. Now, Bruce Lipton's book, Spontaneous Evolution, this wonder of how the cells communicate and connect. And that's what we physically, how I physically see it, but what is behind that is the miracle of source intelligence. Yeah. And I want to remind you of something. It's something I memorized from that little book, Uncommon Prayer, by Ruth Miller. And it's on page 23, and it really affected me. And I think it has a key to how we can, that we can actually help a person to heal themselves, the body to heal itself by tapping into that cellular wisdom or cellular intelligence. And it's in between the stuff that makes up the universe, huh? All the stuff that we can see is not just empty space. Holding it all together is a wonderful, rich quantum field out of which emerges this quantum field, all matter, that's everything we can see, and all energy. Many scientists call this consciousness or intelligence, and the rest of the world calls this God or Great Spirit or Allah. Deepak Chopra calls it the field of infinite possibility. These words, infinite possibility, or quantum science, the possibility. And he says that when we achieve the stillness of the prayer state, the stillness of the prayer state, and that is the stillness of the pause between the touches, or the still point in cranial sacral therapy. He says, when we achieve that stillness, that we too help to create the forms that come, to shape the forms that come out of the field. In other words, we can do miracles in changing form, in changing, supporting the intelligence in our body. We're just tapping into that body's phenomenal ability to take care of itself. Because come on, I keep coming back to this thing. Okay, how come I can speak? How come my blood flows? How do my lungs work? I don't have anything conscious to do with that. And that's this incredible, you know, source intelligence behind all of this, or part of all of this. And that's what I keep coming. And Katarina, you were in the middle and you got cut off. So can you finish what you were thinking?
I am hoping so. I might have to T-touch the internet. I keep getting booted out. When I'm saying it means everything to me, because when there is hope, the vibration is raised and everything, you can accept what is possible. And it just means everything for health, for relationship, for everything. And I think the more I, connect with all of us, the more excited I am about me and my body in this vessel. And I really do feel like a miracle.
Yes, thank you. When we recognize we're all miracles, something happens in the universe. And Leslie, thank you. You're so patient. Your hand just stays there. Speak.
Yeah, it's kind of there's something around, for me, it's around understanding compassion. So there's a we do things to animals, you kind of grow up learning to do things, don't you? Whereas actually what the tea touch teaches is, it's really hard to explain, but I know you know it, but it's just that awareness that another being is having a completely different experience, even though you could be sharing an experience, they could be having a completely different experience in their own way, even though it's a shared experience. So it's, you know, I came to tea touch probably carrying still the perspectives of, I thought I knew what was going on for the other being. I thought I knew what was going on for the other person. I thought I know what was going on for the other horse, or I didn't. And I think that's what I've really learned from tea touch, is their experience is true and real. And so is mine too. And that was a real powerful learning for me.
Fascinating, isn't it? And it's the, I keep going back to this, thinking about, in most wonderful therapy, the therapist learns they can do something to that other person to help them. And they have a technique to help them with. The thing that's different about tea touch is the, you know, what Robin years ago said, it's like being a detective. And how I see it is holding the infinite possibility, bringing in this quantum science concept of infinite possibility for change, and holding that. And the fact that these elements that we have, the eighth element, that our intention is to give the signal to this horse, dog, cat, person, hold that, looking at them, see their potential for ideal function. I did it in the simplest way, is remember your perfection at the cellular level. But you know, if you're dealing with some terrible, terrible pain or something, some situation that you is terrifying, you can't hear that. But maybe you can have the hope, as you said, this hope of shift, of change. When I say, remember your potential for ideal function at the cellular level. And I keep going back because I love this concept by Sir Charles Sherrington, that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And Joan King's concept, every cell is a genius.
And for me, together are hugely powerful. They're hugely powerful concepts, that whole body is alive and it knows exactly what it needs and what it's doing. And this work took me to there's a coaching modality called Clean Language, which is by a gentleman called David Grove. And I'm kind of like qualified in the Clean Language, and I combine the two. Because the clean language is all about the person's experience. It's not about the facilitator's experience. And you're basically asking questions and enable the person to use their own words and stuff. So it's really kind of reinforced. I can work with it so well together. So yeah, it's exactly that. It's taught me so much about enabling the other person to have their experience. Yeah. So thank you.
And that's where our ninth element comes in, the feedback scale. Yeah, would you like more pressure, less, faster, slower, or a different part of the body to be used? And this gives us tools that are just so helpful. And after Jewel said something, I'm going to ask Kirsten if she will pull up the mind map of the nine elements, and let's look again, because I keep coming back and back to these nine elements. Jewel, speak.
And then I forgot to unmute. When Katarina was speaking, it brought back something that Sarah had just said, is that how do we let the animals know? And maybe it's, we're going to change our vibration and theirs. And it's the hope that we are sending. Katarina said that she's gotten so much hope, and maybe it's just that simple, giving the animals hope, and then we go from there with whatever else we can do. We open them up to possibilities, the hope, with hope.
That's helpful, Jewel. And what I would like to remind you all of our basic, our two concepts that if we want to change our animals or ourselves, that we need to hold the ideal that we're looking for, hold the behavior we want different, hold the performance, hold the state of health, or hold our relationship. Because what we all humans do is we see what is, and we stick to that. And we often stick to what happened years ago. I mean, I remember, I'm just thinking, this one woman brought a really nice horse, and she kept saying, like, the whole, it was a 6-day course, she kept saying, well, this horse, da 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 da, and gave me all his stories, but the horse wasn't doing that at all. And I said, so when did this last incident happen that you're talking about? And she said, I don't know. She said, 10 years ago. The horse hadn't done it since. But we hold on to these things. Now, the reason I keep going, I come to that. See, I don't, sorry, I'm going to mute myself and cough. When we hold that Deepak Chopra concept of infinite possibility of what we would like. Now, for those of you, if you're not into Esther Hicks and Abraham, I mean, every day they come up, Abraham brings something through Esther that is so profound. This concept that we really do create our reality. So, Jewel, what I'm thinking as this, in this hope, is that, wait a minute, it's all about energy. Spontaneous evolution of belief. Ah, yes, this concept by Greg Braden, that energy is everything. So when we look at a horse and say, oh, boy, this horse is a little uneven in the left hind leg and been there that way for years. That's how we see the horse. We don't see, hey, all of the rest of the body that's working. Or it's normal when something is hurting in our own body. It's one part, might be a big part, but what about all the rest that is functioning? When we switch
unknown caller
from seeing that half full thing, that, hold on 1 second. I this is my eye doctor in Fort Ritchie. If you will explain me, I will call there. Tell them I'll get them later. When we hold what we want, when how do you do it? Through the practice. Let's see, this bottle here, you can see, oh my God, I only have, wow, I only have like, oh, little less than half left. Oh no. Or I can say, wow, look.
Unknown caller.
I have this absolute, look how much I have. I got a lot there. How we choose to see that is absolutely, it defines our reality and it defines our experience. Fascinating when I think of that. And I started practicing that. Those words came to me out of the blue, so to speak, in the 80s. I was getting all this stuff. I was doing a lot. I was channeling the nine, who said that they were extraterrestrials from the star Sirius come to help in the evolution of mankind. And I started doing that at Esalen Institute one night at 3 a.m. when I was sitting there with a group of people from Stanford Research and people who were looking to form the new Peace College instead of the War College. Marilyn Ferguson wrote the Aquarian Conspiracy, other people that really were leaders in their fields. And they were there listening to Jenny O'Connor, who had been channeling the nine for years. And so about 3 a.m, the meeting dispersed and Jenny asked me if I would stay. And so I did. And she said that the nine, who said they were extraterrestrials from the star Sirius, come to help in the evolution of mankind, said that the nine wanted me to channel for Jenny, because, you know, you can't get messages necessarily always for yourself. And so I did, and I started that. And for many years until 87, everywhere I went, I was the eyes and ears and seeing from another perspective. And then one day, I came home from Australia, where I had been doing a workshop in soul retrieval, taking it. And I just got this, don't phone home, no more extraterrestrials. I cannot do that work anymore because it's too ungrounding. I have to really get into the human body. And thank God for my sister, because I scared the liver out of her thinking, oh my God, Marnie, you remember that time. Like, oh my God, people are going to think you're crazy. They won't believe the work. So I stopped doing all of that, thank heaven. But I still know all of that. And I still feel the connections. And I'm very connected to the fairy kingdoms, which some of you I know are, and to the galactics, because we're all, that's where we come from. And yet I'm really grateful for being in this human experience, fully grounded, connected, which is a great gift. And right now, Sandra, I don't know if you're the only one reading that book, The Hierophant. I had to put it aside because it's so slow. And
I know, but it's in a way it's grounding for me because, you know, lots going on. So I like to get into it, and I really get into it. So for me, it's like I can go to that place, which is why reading is so important to me. But I wanted to say, you asked about energy. And for me, doing the T-Touch has always released the cellular energy. And that's what I think allows the cells to work and let the body heal. So that's what's always been good for me.
Yes, it is tapping in. When we recognize that cellular wisdom that we are, something else begins to happen and we become more flexible when we activate both hemispheres of the brain. Whenever you do these circular T-touches and we visualize the clock, as you know, that activates that amazing, important left brain. But the visualizing, the feeling, the creativity, explore, just like Katarina, try different parts, as Teresa has been doing for years, adapting the work. All these things, and the compassion, Leslie, that you talked about, this is all part of the right brain, and that makes us more fully human. And the more we recognize that we're miracles, everything's, I'm looking out here, you should see the huge, huge trees. I cannot believe, I'm on an island, and I cannot believe how high these trees are. It's like, it's all miracles that we're looking at. So sharing a miracle, recognizing it. Sorry, Sandra, go on.
And I think it, for me, it's like the animals that I've worked with and the animals in my life, they are miracles in themselves. And I think what they focus on in our communication is intuition. I think their intuition allows them, when we do, to finally relax and understand that we're helping. And I think that's the connection. It's the intuition that we are getting back doing this work that we've lost, that the animals have always had. They've always had that ability, and that's how they function. You know, and because we're getting it back because we're doing T-Touch, we're learning to understand our own intuition. And I think that that's been key for me, working with my animals and other people's animals.
And it's interesting because have any of you read the work of Jose Arguelles? He was very popular in the 80s. And he was talking about he was a major visionary, and he was talking about the fact that in the human planet, on this, when we come to Earth, we're stuck in the third dimension. We do not remember that we are part of the divine, that we're all connected, that we're all a part of nature. That is consciously left behind. So, and it is our schoolhouse. We're on the schoolhouse, and in that schoolhouse, we have the possibility of remembering we're connected to all that is, and that we are part, this body is a representation of divine consciousness. And that in order to change and get that, we have to shift to the fourth and fifth dimension. I'm sure some of you know that when we, what we need to do to make this shift on the planet is recognize and get into that fifth dimension. It's a shifting of the vibrational rate, something that I've been doing since the 80s, working on it. And the way I was given from channeling to do it is by the books I read, by the thoughts I have, by the people I meet with, by the colors I wear, by the food I eat, by the music I listen to. That all has an effect on and recognizing this connection, this cellular genius. That's what I got, a different piece of that. And animal communication took us into the fourth dimension. That's when we open to what our animals are feeling or knowing or sensing. And when we get to the fifth dimension, we remember we are a part of all that is. We're a part of the universe. And if that book, The Hierophant, is a very long, slow way of showing us all of that. And I found out from a friend of mine who is a very good friend of the author of that book, is that she was the first wife of Jose Arguelles. And that book is a key. That's what is really going on in the universe. And if any of you are interested in another side that I find very fascinating, it's in a website called Stellar Nations. And it's these two women in Hungary who since 2008 have been channeling and connecting to 13 star nations. I'm from Sirius. I bet many of you are from Sirius or Pleiades. And when you begin to remember who you are, then you connect to these infinite possibilities. It's a whole other universe, but it's all in that book. And when I started to read this book and I thought, wait a minute, who wrote this? How do they know all this? They know all this because that's part of that movement that's been knowing it since the 80s and putting out there. It's just a really slow way of doing it. She should have had an editor because like they think there are like 900 pages for heaven's sake, but it's all there. So Sandra, I'm going to have to count. I'm going to have to go back and start reading more, but pretty fascinating. And what it does is bring, and I wish Dilly was with us because it brings in the dragons, the unicorns, the galactics, the fairy kingdom, and all of these different dimensions that we're all a part of. Teresa, here I'm going on and you have your hand up.
Yeah, about tea touch, about how it is a part of my life, and I would refer to the second T, which is trust. And this is so important to me. With every tea touch I do, I don't think actually when I work with an animal or with a person, I trust that what can happen to the other side will be. And it's not that I think it has to change something, it will change at its moment possible, and this I trust.
Yep, that second T in tea touch, so at the base of this work. And it's interesting because I wrote something about our move and I got like 900 hits on it on Facebook, and they just couldn't get over because everybody's saying, oh my gosh, it's so hard. Moving is so stressful, all this stuff, you know, nah, nah, nah. I don't know. I said, but it hasn't been stressful at all. It's the opposite. It's been the most beautiful journey. And the reason is I have so much help, you all. It just, people come out of the woodwork. And what I mean by that is, you know, friends of friends say, oh, you do you need some help today? I can come and help today. And then they were able to do a part of the house that we had not, like I bought these, a turtle, I don't know what you call it. It's a bronze. It's like 3 feet high and it has a glass top on it. It's really beautiful, complex piece. But we couldn't keep it. We didn't know how to take care of it. And I asked several people. Nobody could tell me. They told us to put clear shoe polish on it, and that just attracted the dust. And so it didn't look good at all. And I thought, oh, am I going to leave this turtle behind? How can I care for it? A young woman who's a dentist from Brazil is staying with a friend of mine at the bed and breakfast. And she said, oh, I'd like to meet you. I'd like to come and help you. And she just, I said, oh, why don't we try orange oil on this? Nobody has ever suggested this. You just wipe it on and it looks like the turtle just came out of water. It's so beautiful. And of course, it doesn't get dust on it. And that has happened to me time after time. People, we couldn't get any contractors to do something that we needed done in our pantry. And he said, oh, I have this, I can give you a couple of days. Changed out everything we needed. I mean, it's just like one thing after another. So here we are, we finally met with the people yesterday, and turns out that they're everything I prayed for. I mean, I know we're going to wind up staying with them in the future. and the fact that everything is, and I'm more than half packed. We have already, my books are all packed, ready to go. And my clothes are all sorted. And Marnie, oh my God, you've got 6 boxes that we're going to be putting out over the year, probably in a series of auctions of treasures that I've had that we want to auction off for a fundraiser. So I'm sitting here with you all, like people say, we have to be out. We have to be clear by the 25th of February. That's not very long, but we're fine, and we will be. And then we're going to be jumping on a plane and coming to Angela and Leslie on the 24th to the UK. And then we're going to trust, and holy mackerel, we have no idea if we're going to have to be able to even meet. But what I'm hearing more and more from many countries is that we're just going to have to go through this COVID thing and get it. It's what they're thinking now in Switzerland, Teresa. That's what Lisa said. Everybody's going to have to get COVID in order to go over this thing. So I have met the people who bought our house. They both had COVID. And it's the variant is so, like, it's not even like a cold. So I think we have to stop the fear, continue to be careful, as many people are, and just hold that we're going to find a way through this. And for me, this meeting with you all each Tuesday has been like a godsend. And let's know with our heart hug. Let's do a heart hug now as we end this 2-hour session. And send out, to all the people who don't have support like this, let's just send out the possibility, I wouldn't even say infinite, the possibility that they will find some sense of safety and trust and be able to get some help that they need. And that they will connect in their own way, whatever that is, to the knowing that they are part of all that is, part of this divine miracle we are, part of nature, part of Mother Earth. And let's hold the compassion, the creativity, that amazing feeling that we get, and the intuition that we get from T-Touch. Thinking about the fact that intuition is the manifestation of divine consciousness within you. And I love this concept that receiving and understanding these intuitive messages will change your life and help you find your true path. Blessings. And thank you all. And I want to take a picture of us. Let's just like, I want to take a picture. Let's all wave.
Linda, I'm going to play my bowl for you.
Oh, I love it. Wait, I'm going to do a little movie, a little video, so that I can hear the bowls. Here's a little video. Aloha, play your bowls. Love you all. Sandra, a little ding. Nice. Thank you all. That's beautiful when you get it going. There. Yeah, aloha. Blessings.